Olá, bem-vindos a mais uma emissão de Sojás aqui nos 97.5 da Universitária. Durante estas duas horas, Mingus. Charles Mingus, concerto realizado em 1972 no famoso clube de Londres Ronnie Scott, com um grupo de se tirar o chapéu, o então muito jovem trompetista John Faddis, o quase desconhecido saxofonista tenor Bobby Jones, o piano de John Foster, ainda a bateria de Roy Brooks, o saxofone alto do veterano Charles McPherson e, claro, Charles Mingus, compositor e contrabaixista. A escutarmos este concerto que ainda bem regressa ou tem início em LP e CD no mundo dos objetos que ainda se podem vir para a posteridade, começamos com Orange Was the Color of Her Dress, Then Silk Blues. Meia hora de imenso talento deste sexteto de Charles Mingus, rezava o ano de 1972 no Ronnie Scott em Londres. O ambiente era assim. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
até a hora certa, na escuta atenta durante estas duas horas de só jazz, Charles Mingus e o Lost Concerts, um triplo CD, um triplo LP, gravado no Ronnie Scott de Londres em 1972 e que vamos escutar até a hora certa, um tema dedicado a Louis Armstrong, Pops, famosa cognome de Louis Armstrong, When the Saints Go Marching In, extraído ou explicado por este concerto. Antes, ouvimos ainda Nothing Ya Had Blues.
Some women say they do, and some women wish they don't. Some women say they do, and some women wish they don't. They didn't have this botheration and all this stuff, there wouldn't be a gal in town that won't. Some women say they can't, some women wish they could. Some women say they can't, and some women wish they could. If they didn't have to mix it, I know that every woman would. I want some every morning, I want some every night. If you want to be my woman, you better watch my appetite. My baby said she would, and she did it awful good. Fix me the finest pan of biscuits. Now I'm hope I'm understood. Thank you, Mr. Eddie Cleanhead Benson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Introduce a young man who just joined the group, 11-year-old John Faddis, playing his composition titled The Man Who Never Sleeps. Of course, you all know him.